All right, let's get into it. Today, we're diving into the top 7 pivotal moments in the Betty Broderick murder case and trials. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here you'll learn 7 key facts about the Betty Broderick case. Here's the deal. I'll keep it clear and practical so you can remember what matters most. Betty's baffling backstory builds a bridge to broader insights. Fact number 1. In November 1989, Betty Broderick shot and killed her ex-husband, Dan Broderick, and his new wife, Linda, in Dan's San Diego home around 5:30 a.m. Let's clarify. This was the tragic culmination of a long, bitter marital breakdown. Test yourself. When did Betty Broderick commit the murders? According, correct answer, November 1989. Memory aid. Remember, 1989 was the year of crime. Alright, next up, fact number 2. Betty and Dan's marriage deteriorated amid Betty's suspicions that Dan was having an affair with his assistant, Linda Kolkener, whom he hired in 1982. The divorce dragged on and finalized in 1989, intensifying hostilities. In simpler terms, mistrust and legal conflict fermented over years. Quick check, who did Betty suspect Dan was having an affair with? Correct answer, Linda Kolkener. Memory aid, Linda in the mix led to a fix. Let's move right along to fact number 3. About 1 month before Dan and Linda's April 1989 wedding, Betty purchased a Smith & Wesson revolver. Prosecutors later highlighted this as evidence of planning. The defense argued panic and emotional overwhelm. Quick quiz. What type of weapon did Betty purchase before the wedding? Correct answer, a revolver. Memory aid. Bought the gun before the fun. Now, let's shift gears to fact number 4. Evidence indicated Betty removed the bedroom phone and answering machine so Dan could not call for help during the shootings. Here's the key point. Prosecutors viewed this as purposeful conduct supporting malice and planning. Your turn. What did Betty remove from the bedroom to prevent a call for help? Correct answer. The phone and answering machine. Memory aid. Phone gone. Help drawn. On to the next point, fact number 5. After the shootings, Betty called her daughter Lee and Lee's boyfriend, then turned herself in. She never denied firing the shots. Think about it this way. Her immediate surrender contrasts with the earlier steps the prosecution called deliberate. Quick check. Who did Betty call before turning herself in? Correct answer. Her daughter Lee and Lee's boyfriend. Memory aid. Called Lee, set herself free. Let's keep it going with fact number 6. The first trial ended in a hung jury with disagreement over intent. A mistrial followed. The second trial began in December 1991 and resulted in convictions for 2 counts of second-degree murder. From a practical angle, that means jurors found malice but did not convict on premeditation for first degree. Quick quiz. What was the outcome of the second trial? Under. Correct answer. Convictions for 2 counts of second-degree murder. Memory aid. First trial's doubt, the second spelled out. Alright then, fact number 7. Parole was denied in January 2010 and again in January 2017, citing lack of remorse and failure to acknowledge wrongdoing. Here's where it gets interesting. In parole decisions, insight and accountability often weigh heavily. Final check. Why was parole denied in 2010 and 2017? Correct answer. Lack of remorse and failure to acknowledge wrongdoing. Memory aid. Parole denied, remorse aside. Quick recap time. Let's roll through the recap rapid fire. Recap fact number 1. When did Betty Broderick commit the murders? Correct answer, November 1989. Recap fact number 2. Who did Betty suspect Dan was having an affair with? Correct answer, Linda Kolkener. Recap fact number 3. What type of weapon did Betty purchase before the wedding? Ian, correct answer, a revolver. Recap, fact number 4. What did Betty remove from the bedroom to prevent a call for help? Weiyang, correct answer, the phone and answering machine. Recap. Fact number 5. Who did Betty call before turning herself in? Correct answer, her daughter Lee and Lee's boyfriend. Recap. Fact number 6. What was the outcome of the second trial? Correct answer, 2 counts of second-degree murder. Recap, fact number 7. Why was parole denied in 2010 and 2017? Correct answer, lack of remorse and failure to acknowledge wrongdoing. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Let that sink in.